Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Valentine's Day is just 10 days away, and what could be more romantic than seashells and sardines? This weekend, the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport is offering workshops on sailors' valentines and sardine snacks. Sailors' valentines, they say, are a form of seashell art popular in the 1800s when sailors brought them home to their loved ones. Most sailors' valentines were made in the West Indies on the island of Barbados between 1830 and 1880, but production continued into the early 20th century. In this workshop, you can make your own sailors' valentine to take home. All materials and tools are provided. The workshop will take place at the Penobscot Marine Museum, 2 Church Street in Searsport, this coming Saturday, February 7th, from 10 to 1. That will be followed by the Sardine Snacks Workshop, Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m., quote, "For sardine fans, the sardine curious, and everyone in between, this workshop presents a variety of ways to eat sardines. The Maine Sardine Council published several cookbooks in the mid to late 20th century to encourage people to buy and eat Maine sardines. In this workshop, participants will prepare several different no-bake sardine recipes drawn from vintage Maine sardine cookbooks, plus one or two recipes that reflect today's flavors and food trends. Participants will try their creations and have plenty to bring home, maybe to serve at football parties. All ingredients are included in the workshop fee. There's also an option to purchase a vintage paperback sardine cookbook published by the Maine Sardine Council and a tin of chocolate sardines by Splendiferous Sweets. And just so you don't have to, I Googled that because I was afraid that was chocolate-covered sardines and I was going to be sick. But no, they are not. But they're actually kind of cute. Chocolate sardines in a sardine can. Anyway, space is limited. Registration is required for both of those workshops. And you can get more information and find out how to do that at penobscotmarinemuseum.org. Free tax support is once again available at the Ellsworth Public Library. That started yesterday, and it runs through April 14th. AARP tax aid will be offered in the library's Riverview Room every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration is required, and it's now open, and you do not need to have an Ellsworth library card to use the service. The link is long for registering for an appointment, so I will post that on the archives along with today's program at weru.org. But you can also make an appointment by calling 667-6363. Again, 667-6363. February vacation is coming up, and the Wilson Museum in Castine is offering an arts and adventure camp for kids in grades K to 4. Georgia Zildjian and Haley Blake will lead the campers as they celebrate the wonders of nature through outdoor exploration and artistic expression from 9 to noon on Tuesday, February 17th to Friday, February 20th. Kids are not required to attend all 4 days. There's a fee to cover materials and resources, and there are needs-based scholarships available upon request. Space is limited. For more information and to reserve a spot, email Georgia at education@wilsonmuseum.org with the names and ages of your explorers. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.